Now, on Friday, we did our first Friday adoration as we usually do. Now, I wasn't here, but there was still opportunity for that adoration, still opportunity to come and adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament exposed in the monstrance, in that beautiful gold vessel that we use to display for exposition our Lord. And a while ago, when I was at adoration, I was kind of reflecting on the monstrance itself. And of course, you know, you've got this beautiful object with the host in the middle. You see our Lord there in the middle. And then radiating out from the middle are these gold rays that look like light radiating from the host itself. And most monstrances are like this. Well, when I do adoration a lot of times, I'll turn off these two bright back lights here. So you just have the spotlights shining on the altar. And it really does give the effect that the light is radiating from the monstrance, that it's not just a reflection of light, but that the light is truly coming from the monstrance itself. And, you know, this appearance of monstrances as the light radiating from the host is a coincidence. That's by design, because it shows to us that our Lord Jesus Christ is the light of the world come into the world. That in a world that has been darkened by sin, we have this light shining in the world, guiding us to the salvation that he promised us, this eternal life with our Heavenly Father in communion with the Holy Spirit. Well, this light of the world, this radiance of Christ, led the wise men, led the Magi by that star. And of course, we all know the story. We've all been told it since we were little children, of how these wise men, these Magi, came from the east and they journeyed following a star to our Lord. And they were led by this star right to the Holy Family. And of course, they brought these three gifts, which each have their symbolism. And of course, you know, we started with we three kings, which follow the tradition that they were kings and that there were three of them, one for each gift. Now, we don't know for sure if there were only three, but that is kind of the tradition. And each of these gifts, as I said, have symbolism. We see the gold which was presented to our Lord. You presented gold to a king for his crown. He received the gold to crown him as king. The frankincense, of course, like we use incense today, would be burned as part of prayer. That those clouds of smoke, incense smoke, rising up to the heavens, as the scripture says, like our prayers rising to the heavens. And then the myrrh was an aromatic oil, which was used for anointing after death, foreshadowing our Lord's sacrifice on the cross. Well, just as the kings, these Magi, were led to our Lord by the light of the star, by the radiance of Christ, we too are called to follow our Lord, follow his light, be led to him, if we're open. If we're open to being led by the radiance of Christ. Now, I'm pretty sure, and this is kind of speculation on my part, but that the Magi weren't the only people to see the star. Others, thousands of others perhaps, saw the star which led the Magi to our Lord. But only the Magi were open to following it. In our lives too, there are so many who are looking for so many things and sadly are looking in the wrong places. There are so many who are looking for peace in their lives. So many who are looking for comfort. And I don't mean comfort as in ease of life. I mean comfort as in they're having trouble in their lives. They're having sorrow in their lives. And they need to be comforted. There are so many who are looking for forgiveness in their lives for things that they have done. And then, of course, we are all looking for love in our lives. True love. True caring. True concern. True love in our lives. Well, all of these are promised by Christ if we follow him. The sad part is, of course, we do go our own way. We do look in the wrong places for all these things. But if we follow that light of Christ shining through his church, we will be led to all these. Our Lord Jesus gave us his church so that we might have his teachings. We might know how to follow his light. Now, that's hard to believe for many people. We look at the teachings of the church, and there are many who say, well, it's too hard, or some of these teachings are too difficult, or I can't agree with some of these teachings. I don't understand them. I don't agree with them. We find that hard to believe, that the light of Christ shines through his church. But he does. It shines especially through the celebration of Mass. When we come here to receive the Eucharist, that every time we attend Mass, we are bathed in the light of Christ. Now, we can't see that. It's blind. We're blinded by sin. We don't see the light of Christ shining us. But, you know, just as we see in the Divine Mercy image, which I love so much, of the light shining from our Lord's Sacred Heart, the red and white rays of light are shining from his heart. Every time we attend Mass, those rays are shining upon us. We are being enveloped by that light, that peace, that love, that joy, that grace of our Lord. It envelops us. And then when we receive him, it comes into us and becomes a part of us. We receive his grace and his joy and his peace every time we receive our Lord at Mass. That's why it's so important that we make regular, weekly Mass a priority, so that we can receive that grace and that peace. We can let that light of Christ, that radiance of our Lord, the light of the world, envelop us and come into us. So on this Epiphany Sunday, may we follow that light of Christ as the kings did, as those magi did. They journeyed far to follow that light. May we also follow that light and allow ourselves to enter into that light. Open ourselves up to it. And embrace the peace, the comfort, the forgiveness, and the love that our Lord Jesus promises us.